Monday was the first day of sentencing proceedings for former MSU Dr. Larry Nassar in Ingham County. In November, Nassar pleaded guilty to 7 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct in Ingham County. During these proceedings, the judge is allowing Nassar's victims to speak before she passes a sentence. WKAR's Katie Cook has more. This story contains descriptions of sexual abuse.
Judge Rosemary Aquilina's crowded courtroom heard about 30 testimonies on Tuesday from women who experienced sexual abuse at the hands of Larry Nassar. All of them gave very similar accounts of being sexually abused and traumatized by someone they trusted to help them. Kyle Stevens was the first victim to speak and the only one who was not a medical victim. Her family had been close friends of Nassar's. He first began exposing himself to her and abusing her when she was 6 years old. She directed part of her statement directly at Nassar.
Perhaps you have figured it out by now, but little girls don't see little forever. They grow into strong women that return to destroy your world.
Michigan State University has come under fire for allowing Nassar to continue employment while he was being investigated for sexual assault. The absence of President Lou Anna K. Simon and members of the Board of Trustees in the courtroom was called out by several victims, like Olivia Cohen.
How convenient that you decided not to attend today. It sickens me that for 16 months you allowed Larry Nassar to continue to see young children under your guidance while he was under investigation for sexual abuse. Where were you when we needed you?
Throughout the day, Nassar varied between looking down, closing his eyes, and sometimes looking up to face his victims. The sentencing will continue through Friday, which is when Judge Aquilina is expected to pass sentence. For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.